to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Coming to you on the airwaves of RantEMRadio.com. I am ticked off. I'm going to get into that in just a few minutes. Mr. Hightower, how you doing, man?
Good.
All right, I got Mr. Hightower here to kind of keep me in check for the evening. The number for you guys to call in is 706-993-4606. Following along the Wrestling Call-In Show. On Facebook, hit us up on our Twitter page at Wrestling Call In. Hit us up on the email twcs999@gmail.com. Follow along on the website, wrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. Before I get started in my soliloquy, Mr. Hightower, how are you tonight, man?
Oh, man, I've been doing good. I've just been watching Luke Cage. That shit is good right there. I know you've been watching it.
Right? I binge watched it yesterday. I got through everything. I watched all of it. I binge watched all of it yesterday, and it's really good. I must admit, it's a good show.
I'm still on episode 5.
Yeah, they outdid themselves in that show. So I got to give them props on that. All right. So, and we got some folks in the chat too. Let's see, we got Nature Boy, we got BNL Ted, we got Nobody, and myself currently in the chat room. Thank you guys for being with us tonight. I do appreciate it. I am ticked off tonight. And let me get into my soliloquy really, really quickly. So, you know, work Sunday. Sunday was okay. It was an alright day. Monday rolls around. Everybody knows on this network, I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, despite being where I'm from, Seattle, Washington. I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, family team. My father liked them, my uncles, my cousins. We just all fall in with the Saints. They get killed on Monday Night Football. They got handled down. And Drew Brees ends up throwing a pick six that just killed it. Killed it. But that's okay. They lost. They 0-3. Better days are coming. So, you know, I get into today, to Saturday. My Florida State Seminoles played the University of North Carolina, the Tar Heels, at Florida State. So you would figure that you would get a win. Nope. No win. 37-35 loss. Got jumped on early, 21-7. End up losing 37-35. Got people like Tony C, who was a Cowboys fan. Oh, I love Tony C, but he's a freaking Cowboys fan. We all know he's a Cowboys fan. Lost Dez Bryant and still would tell you they're gonna win the Super Bowl.
Cowboy fans are the fucking delusional.
They're probably going 8-8. Just like the mother reads that we're 8-8, 8-8, 8-8. And FSU lost. Tony C put on Facebook, I'm putting an all points bulletin out on all Florida State fans. Okay. When you miss the playoffs, we going to do the same to you. Because in the playoffs, you will not make.
Cowboys ain't going to even fucking make it. They might have just quit this season.
And then to make it worse, and I forgot this. To make it, and we're in Clash of Champions. To make it worse, Roman Reigns, and I kind of figured he would be, so it's really nothing to gripe about. Roman Reigns is your new United States champion.
Yeah. Hey, he deserves it. I don't care what no Batman, my cousin deserves it. Okay, that dude deserved that damn title, man. I'm telling you.
Wait a minute. Nature Boy, you're a Cowboys fan? What? Wow. Oh, this ticked off. The whole week has sucked, man. And on top of that, on top of everything, if you go to the Rant EM League, Rant EM Fantasy Football League, I'm playing Rage. Rage beat me by 4 points the last time we played. Now I'm playing him again, and he is talking all kind of garbage.
And that's why I don't understand how what's the name got this schedule. Goddamn, we have somebody else running this shit next time. He messed up the whole fucking thing. I had a good ass fucking team, and he messed up my damn team, and I'm fucking. And already that pastor gonna whoop my ass. Just whoop my ass the first time. Playing pastor again. I'm gonna get my ass whooped again.
I don't know what Surfer did. I'll run it next year. I've run leagues in the past. I'll run it next year.
He's fired.
Surfer, you're fired. Again, being there, Ted, Nature Boy, nobody, myself in the chat. Well, thank you guys for coming out. It's just been a terrible week for me, man. But the one good spot. The Mets made the playoffs.
Yeah, like the Mets played the playoffs.
They made the playoffs. So I am happy about that. That's the one shining moment. Now, before we get further along, I want to talk about Cleveland wide receiver Josh Gordon. I want to talk about him for a quick second. Now, we just talked about the Fantasy League a minute ago. Everybody's got this dude on their team. Stashed away. He's about to make a triumphant return. Save your fantasy team. Coming back next week. And what does this fool do? He's going to rehab.
That thing.
He's going to rehab. Now he wants to get his life right. And on one side of me, I'm saying, okay, that's good, that's fine. But on the other side of me, you're doing this under a false pretense. You're doing this because you know your ass is going to fail a test. And rather go through the scrutiny of that, you rather go to rehab.
That was a smart thing to do.
But it hurts. It hurts us. It hurts him.
Yeah, it does.
So, oh. The Mets made the playoffs. I am happy for that. Hosting a playoff game this Wednesday. I know my brother from another mother, Phil Reyes, happy about that. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But the rest of the week, and Tony C, if you want to call in, feel free to. Feel free to call in. Talking all that garbage. We'll fit out of APB.
Anyhow. Tell your ass and call in too with this whack ass lead you fucking produce.
Oh, terrible, man. Let's talk about Clash of the Champions, shall we? Let me get back to my normal self. I'm still pissed off though. Whatever you want to talk about, you want to call in and talk about some football, you want to talk in giving opinions about Josh Gordon, you want FSU fan want to chime in, want to talk about some wrestling, we're going to talk about RH, we're going to talk about some WWE, we're going to talk about some TNA tonight, give me a call, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. First day we're going to do, we're going to break down Clash of Champions, get your thoughts, get your opinions. We're going to start this thing off with the kickoff match. Nia Jax defeated Alicia Fox. That ain't no surprise.
Yeah, that wasn't.
It really wasn't a shock. She tried. But And she lost. No big surprise. I was kind of shocked the New Day won, though.
Now, yeah, I don't want to get more on that because I really didn't get it. I really wasn't, because I was on the post, so I didn't really get a chance to talk about that, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just very fucking not shocked. I knew that they was going to win. Mm-hmm. I knew they were going to win, but Luke Gallows and, I mean, Doc Gallows and Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, they just fucking them up.
Yeah.
I mean, came in with a nice ass fucking gimmick in the beginning. Remember when they came in through the fence? Like, that was like, you know, it's kind of like a, I'm not saying Kevin Nash, like an outsider thing, but mm-hmm. you feel me? Like, they had a storyline there. And now they just fucked them up, man. And yeah. I don't know what they gonna do with them two. And that's kind of foul what they doing. Like, they just treating them like they shit. Really.
You hyped them up. And then nothing.
Did nothing with them. And they can still do something with them. Turn them around. See, I wish they would have went to SmackDown. Because for some reason, I think Vince runs Raw a lot. Even though they said that Vince writes both shows, mm-hmm. I think Vince really leaves SmackDown alone and let Shane and whoever, like the writer, do the head writer, do his thing. They should have went to SmackDown.
Yeah.
They really should have went to SmackDown. I think they would have had a better storyline. They probably would have had the belts over there.
You know, and I saw something on the internet today when somebody did a graphic. Instead of Raw being 3 hours, SmackDown needs to be 3 hours, and Raw needs to be bumped up to 2.
No. Both of them need to be at 2, because 3 hours, 3 is going to be just like Raw. Have switch over here and run to Smack. We don't need Vince to even touch SmackDown right now.
Yeah.
Both of them, I think, need to be at 2. Don't need to be no more 3 hours. They just getting that 1 hour for the extra money.
Right.
They need to do something else to get that extra money, for real.
WWE Cruiserweight Championship. TJ Perkins defeated Brian Kendrick to retain the title.
Like I said, good match. They was very dead. Scott said they was missing spots, of course, but it was still a good match. I don't care. It was still a good match to me, personally. And TJ Perkins, he got the gimmick, but yeah, it's not really a gimmick like what's his name? What's that? Who did he fight against? Kennedy? Not Kennedy.
Does Perkins seem boring to you?
Perkins kind of do seem bland and boring a little bit, but. He got himself a little gimmick.
We'll see what he does. He's got some pretty good class in that cruiserweight division to go up against, so we'll see what he does. Best of 7 series finals, Cesaro and Sheamus battle to a no contest.
One of the fucking boringest matches. Well, no, it was a boring match, but that was my piss break right there.
All that, I thought, all that to go to a no contest was just ridiculous to me. I thought it was ridiculous to go to not get an ending at a pay-per-view is just ridiculous. Chris Jericho defeated Sami Zayn. Once again, Sami Zayn looks good in all the high spots, but again, he falls short in victory. Chris Jericho gets the win. WWE Women's Championship match, Charlotte defeated Sasha Banks and Bayley after pinning Bayley. Do they have an issue with Sasha Banks becoming champion again?
I think not. I mean, you don't want her to become champion right now. She should not be champion probably until Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And get it off Charlotte so her and Bayley can start their feud, because you want to savor this moment, you know. You don't want to, because we want to see Bayley versus what's name at WrestleMania, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a big match. So let's savor the moment. They don't need the belt. They don't need to be feuding against each other right now. Charlotte needs to be champion all the way until Royal Rumble, all the way until next year. Mm. And she looks to Sasha Banks.
WWE United States Championship match. Roman Reigns pins Rusev to win the U.S. title. You say Roman Reigns deserves it. Why do you feel he deserves it?
Roman Reigns deserves it because shit. They fucking boo him too much. Fucking title. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay. And the next match after that, your WWE Universal Championship, Kevin Owens defeated Seth Rollins. Kind of expected that too, knowing that they're trying to keep the Shield guys away from the major championship. We'll see how that goes off in the end. Overall, if I would give this a grade, give it a B. What would you guys grade this pay-per-view? I give it a B. A solid B. I can't give it an A because of how that Cesaro-Sheamus match went, but I can give it a B.
I give it a solid B, too.
Yeah, a solid B. What do you think about that, about Kevin Owens beating Seth Rollins, man?
To me, it was how funny at the end with Chris Jericho. That's my friend! Pretty one. I mean, it was kind of sloppy at the end, but to me, it was still a good match. And I like how they did it. And Seth Rollins just stopped moving around so fucking much.
Yeah.
But he needs to stop injuring himself. He needs to start grounding his game. Change up your fighting style.
You want to see more ground and pound out of him?
Yeah, more ground and pound. I know he can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he can, too. And I think it'll keep him healthier a little bit longer, too, rather than, you know, all the risk off the top rope and things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'd be a good move for him. Crazy week, man. We also have some news. We're going to go over some rumors. We're going to go over the ROH pay-per-view as well. We did a pre- and post-show for ROH this week on the network. But we're going to talk about some TNA. It looks like we're going to get a Bound for Glory pay-per-view tomorrow night, man.
With Vince McMahon.
The Bound for Glory card, we got Moose versus Mike Bennett. Impact Grand Championship Finals, however, changed. Instead of Drew Galloway, we're going to get Eddie Edwards versus Aaron Rex due to an injury by Drew Galloway. Then we're going to have the TNA World Tag Team Championship match, the Decay versus the Broken Hardys, and the World Heavyweight title match, Lash versus Ethan Carter III. I got a question. Right now, I count this at 1, 2, 3, 4. How's your pay-per-view 4 matches?
I'm going to be probably for about 2 hours.
You can run out 4 matches in 2 hours.
Might be an hour. That might be like 30, 40 minutes.
I mean, yeah, they're going to have to space this thing out because, like I said, it's only 4 matches. So I don't know what they're going to do. Are you going to buy this pay-per-view?
I'm not going to even watch it because I don't watch King Night no more.
We just talked about TJ Perkins earlier. CZ has some backstage heat due to the fact that he was saying to be interviewed, saying that how he was homeless in the past, and he's getting that heat because other wrestlers have gone through the same thing that he has gone through. So So TJ's getting some heat backstage. Also, as AA reported on the Red EM Group page, the 2017 Royal Rumble will return to the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. So that's a good spot for it. So we should have a slam in 2017 World Rumble. John Cena was also in the news this week, stating that if it was good for business, Vince McMahon would bring back CM Punk. I hope that does not happen. It may, but I hope it doesn't. I'm not a big CM Punk fan.
Oh, that will happen?
John Cena was in the news this week saying that Vince McMahon, if it was good for business, Vince McMahon would bring back CM Punk.
See, people don't know, that's probably still his friend. One of his wrestling, like, if you, they probably really good friends and people just don't know. Mm-hmm. John Cena probably really good friend.
Yeah.
If John Cena want him back, I think John Cena can kind of overthrow Triple H's decision.
Right. and get him back.
Yeah, get him back.
Yeah. According to the Wrestling Observer, WWE is out of the picture in regards to buying TNA. That's kind of bad because I think all WWE would do is just buy the library and then jump the rest of it.
That's a lie. They're gonna buy them. I'm not now, but they'll buy them eventually.
And like I said, I think they'll just take the early library, and once they do that, they'll just jump the rest of it.
Because that's a lot of DVD sales, especially for R-Truth.
You get to see R-Truth when he was good.
When he was good, yeah. You know, R-Truth, you got, they will actually have the rights to Joker.
Joker Sting.
Yeah, Joker Sting.
Yep.
Angle.
Yep. No, nobody just brought up who saw the Punk MMA fight. We all did, nobody. We all saw that fight. Or what shell of a fight it was. WWE releases a Daniel Bryan WrestleMania 32 comeback documentary. That's all good, but I'm not a big Daniel Bryan fan. You guys know that. Brie Bella admitted this week in the news that she did not want to retire. And she also commented that her husband's own retirement has been hard on him. Sports Illustrated did a new interview with Matt and Jeff Hardy. Both guys say, in regards to WWE return, they'd rather stay in TNA.
You said what now, Will?
That they wanted that Jeff and Matt Hardy rather stay in TNA rather than go over to WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Matt says
WWE will mess up his character.
Plus, Jeff said, you know, you have to put together 4 or 5 months. You know, you might be burned out after 4 or 5 months, whereas you can just have a good run with the TNA World title. Jamie Noble, you guys remember Jamie Noble? He was stabbed twice at a trailer park in West Virginia on Wednesday night. Dude, why are you hanging out at trailer parks? Why are you hanging out at trailer parks? I don't get that. Got a few rumors to go as a note here. I will go ahead and get out there real quick. The Observer notes that WWE still has the idea of building support for Roman Reigns. Hopefully they're hoping that happened through the feud with Rusev. You know, if him to be the face of the company. I don't know how that may work. It may not. I don't know. I know a lot of people are still on the fence on Roman Reigns. WWE will likely add a Nikki Bella versus Carmella No DQ match and a Baron Corbin versus Jack Swagger match at the No Mercy event. You like Carmella?
Yeah, I do. A little bit.
Yeah. Nikki will probably put her over.
Yeah, she should.
Yeah. She'll probably put her over. I think she would. I don't know nobody. I don't know why she decided to do it. She didn't really want to do it, but I don't know why she did it. Also, according to the Wrestling Observer, everyone involved at TNA wants Dixie Carter out, and she had made a mess of the sale. Dixie Carter should have been out of that place.
She ain't gonna be out until she get her sale.
Nobody said trailer parks are more dangerous than the hood.
Yeah. Look.
Oh, my goodness. ROH All-Star Strength Extravaganza results. Bobby Fish defeats Donovan Dijak by submission to retain the ROH TV title. Dalton Castle and Colt Cabana win the four-corner survivor match to become the number one contenders to the ROH tag team belts. Dragon Lee defeat Kumiachi by pinfall. Kyle O'Reilly defeated Hangman Page by submission. Super ACH, Jay White, and Casada Kushida, I'm sorry, advanced to the semifinals of the ROH Grand Tag Team Championship Tournament. Jay Lethal defeats Texano Nato. Adam Cole defeats Michael Elgin by pinfall to retain the ROH World Title. And the Young Bucks defeat the addiction and the Motor City Machine Guns to become the new ROH World Tag Team Champions.
Okay, that's about ROH. I don't even watch it like that.
What? Really?
I'm not. When it comes to that type of shit, no.
What's wrong? I'm not.
The only show I probably will watch besides WWE is sometimes TNA. I would not watch ROH. I already tried to watch. I just don't like it.
What's wrong with ROH?
I just don't like it.
Wow.
I'm not a what you call that? Like a. I'm not a hardcore wrestling, like, always been loving WWE since day one. Since I was a baby boy, I've been loving WWE and WCW and, you know, NWA. Like, I'll watch that. I used to watch, like, old territory matches. I could watch that nowadays. Like, I could watch stuff like that, but I can't watch flippity flip. Let me flip everywhere because you got. I can see that on NXT or WWE. I don't really care about ROH. I'm sorry.
So people, you don't mind
me, but I care less.
So you think ROH is not a polished show?
No. It is. I just can't get into it. I mean, there's some matches I saw before. Like, what's his name? The black dude that was the champion.
Jay Lethal?
Yeah, Jay Lethal. He's a hell of a good wrestler. Lee likes him a whole lot, and I agree with Lee. Like, he's one of the best. Lethal is one of the best wrestlers I ever seen. I saw some of his matches on YouTube. I just can't. I'm not going to know every name. I'm not a wrestling. I'm not a hardcore wrestling, like, or I'm not a hardcore ROH fan, put it that way.
Right.
Like, I look at it sometimes, but it's not really, like, I'm not into it like that. And that's just like Japan. I don't like Japan either that much.
Wow.
I watch it, I watch some of the Bullet Club matches, and like, I saw some of Nakamura old matches, which is good. I just can't follow the storyline because it's not English. So if it was English storyline and it had English in it, then I can follow it. But most of the ones I've seen online, it was just like, no.
So you're a fan more of not so much. You like the old school style better, or you like the current WWE style better than ROH and over in Japan?
Well, they all the same. And I'd rather watch WWE because I'm from America, and that's why I grew up on watching WWE, WCW, NWA. I grew up on watching that. So it's not even like they all damn near got the same style of wrestling, because you got people from ROH and what's the name coming in there. It's just that I was never really a guy that would be like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and watch. ROH, like, no. I have no reason to. I already got WWE and NXT here. Why don't I watch ROH?
Wow. Let me reset the chat room real quick. We got Nobody, Nature Boy, Billionaire Ted, myself, and we have 3 anonymous users. Why y'all want to be anonymous?
I know. We're like, damn, he'll like, what's that? But I will pay attention to women's wrestling.
Of course you would.
We'll pay attention to. I remember WOW. I remember they used to come out. I used to watch that a little bit. I will pay attention to women's wrestling, but when it comes like ROH, I'm like, like a NXT to me.
But that's and just like really backwards though. That's like backwards though, because you don't watch ROH, but you'll watch the Women of Honor.
No, I'm talking. Yeah, the women. Why? Wow. You remember that?
I'm saying because in ROH, you know, ROH, they have women wrestlers too. They call
it. I'll probably watch it a little bit. It's just I'm not a, and I'm not a sports entertainment fan, dude. Because, nigga, I watch old wrestling shows. WCW, that's where the big boys play wrestling. Back in 1993 and 1992, when I was just a boy watching WCW Saturday Night Live. Come on, not a sports entertainment fan.
No. And I'm not saying it, but the only thing that kind of shocks me about people who don't like ROH is the fact that it is an alternative that I think that would need to be supported.
Nah. I was talking to nobody. Mm-hmm. He said sports entertainment. If I was sports entertainment fan, then I'd like Glow, and I don't like Glow that much.
Wow. Oh my goodness. No love for ROH. Wow.
That's just me. No love for ROH. I got more love for New Japan than ROH. I mean, if they had English, I'd watch it.
Dude, I'll kill New Japan. I'll watch it as much as I can. Lucha 2. Being a tag, that's a good point. WCW was great in 93, 94.
Yeah, WCW was great. I remember back in WCW, 1994, 1993, I used to be at my dad's house. My dad didn't watch wrestling like that, but one thing he did watch with me all the time was WCW Saturday Night Live.
WCW was awesome. It was awesome.
It was awesome back then in 1993 and 1994, even though I was just a kid. Not liked it.
I always thought WCW was good until about 2000. You know? I always thought that. Got some more rumors going around here. The Observer also notes that WWE is planning a joint branded holiday spectacular show after Thanksgiving. That's pretty much average for those guys. Recently, the idea behind Cesaro and Sheamus teaming up was because some of the writers wanted to recreate the Varsity Club. Recreate the Varsity Club? Why would you?
I mean, you gotta start recycling stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds dumb, but I'll probably keep recycling it. Recycling stuff. Like, yeah, you can recycle the Varsity team. That's like, what, 30 years? Almost like, damn near 30 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they can use that. The kids won't know what that is. Only we will know who the Varsity Club is.
Exactly. A lot of women were invited to a WWE tryout recently, and that could, at least in part, be so the company could get a better read on if they could make an all-women's tournament work.
The WC, I wasn't really watching it like that either. I paid attention. I probably watched probably the first. Well, the women's, I probably pay more attention to. I would pay more attention to if it was like a women's tournament. So, but what would they do for like NXT women?
And it might just be a whole show of both brands together.
That might work.
Oh my goodness. Do you think Dolph Ziggler's gonna leave WWE? I know Dolph has one more year left on his contract. Do you think he'll leave?
Where is he going? Well, I'd send him to New Japan.
I know we had a conversation on network that some time ago. I think middle of this year. Would Dolph survive on the indie circuit? I think Dolph would do okay.
Or he can just go straight to ROH. Like this.
TNA maybe?
And become a world champion. Because if he go to ROH, he'd become a world champion. If he go to TNA, he becomes world champion.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather see him in New Japan.
That's
the Bullet Club.
That's interesting.
No, but I just rather see him in. No, I'd rather see him in New Japan.
I'd rather keep him stateside, either ROH or TNA. I'd rather keep him stateside. I know him and the Miz are doing their thing, so we'll see how that ends up working out. Nobody said if Dolph Ziggler should go to Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
That might work. That might work.
Now, that's what you call a sports entertainment fucking show. That's not even... That's imaginary shit. I can't get into that, because then they being too fucking imaginary there. You might as well call that a fucking show. It ain't even a wrestling show. It's a show.
Hold up. How are they being imaginary? I mean, you can... You know, argue about the produced stuff, you know, and some of the camera angles in the show. You can argue about that, but the wrestling's pretty good.
The storylines is like crazy. It's good, but it's just like it's not even a wrestling show. It's a show.
So let me ask you this: when you watch wrestling, what's more important, the storylines, the action, or both?
It depends. It depends what company it is. Like, WWE could be a little bit more like Lucha. And some of their stuff. Because some of the story in Lucha Underground is pretty good.
Mm.
But then you got those, like, people turning to monsters and eating and all that shit. That's kind of off the wall for a wrestling show. But I guess that's something new. And something different from WWE.
Mm.
But WWE is more of a, like, storyline, real-life basis.
Mm. Oops. Let me ask you a question. Do you like this version that we have right now, Bray Wyatt?
No.
Me neither.
You might as well call him... trash right now. I don't know, Will, what they doing to him.
I don't know what they're doing either.
People keep saying, "Oh, he's like the Undertaker." No, he's not.
They're messing him all up.
You're messing him up. He should have been champion, just like Undertaker was champion for like 1-2 days. He should have been put the strap on him. He don't need the strap because he's like the Undertaker. No, he's not. He's nowhere near the Undertaker.
No,
sorry. No. The only good thing about him is his promos.
Yeah, I used to be high on Bray a lot. And I'm not as high on Bray anymore as I used to be. I really am not. I personally thought the focus should have been more, you know, on him during that Daniel Bryan run. And he got a little piece of that run, but he never won a title with Daniel Bryan. I thought, you know, they should have put a little more emphasis on Bray and less on D. Bry, as Booker likes to call him. So, you know. I don't understand it. I don't get what they're doing with him. It's like they're just making him, you know, a candy ass. And I don't understand what they are really, really doing with the guy. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But again, we will see as the weeks and months unfold. Big Show and Mark Henry are doing less wrestling and now seem to be transitioning into new roles within WWE as ambassadors and possible producers. And that's good, because we don't need to see one of those guys.
Long ago, the world had no guardians. It had only Iron.
There you go. Sorry about that, guys. Computer hiccup. But we don't need to see Big Show and Mark Henry wrestling at all. So that's good to see that those guys will go on. Let me see if I can pull the chat room back up real quick. Mr. Hightower said he will be right back with us in a minute. Let me see if I can get the chat room back up here real quickly. Give me a minute, guys. See if I can bring it back up. We're still on the air. That's a good thing. Let me go here. There we go. Big Show and Mark. There we go. What did nobody say about Lucha? Lucha is to Hollywood. Also in the news this week, although he is appearing in the Dusty Classic, Kota Ibushi has not signed with the WWE as of yet. It's been pretty much a slow news week over in WWE. Wrestling in general, once you get past the shows or whatnot. I wasn't too big of a Raw fan this week. I thought Raw was okay. I thought SmackDown was just okay. I did get a chance to watch TNA. Over on Superstars, though, Apollo Creed got a win. Much needed win on a, you know, over on SmackDown. I mean, it's not SmackDown, Superstars. Kind of thought he handed him a bone. He won on the show. Nobody watches. Now, I wonder what their ratings are over on Superstars. Okay. I was just talking about WWE Superstars. I wonder how many people watch Superstars.
Nobody.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, to watch Ring of Honor than watching that shit.
I wonder what their ratings are. Uh-oh. Let me add it to the call real quick. Surfer, what's up, man?
What's up? What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
What y'all doing? You just hanging out?
Yeah.
Oh, why you ruining our damn league?
How ruin this league?
You can't. Just like Phil said, you're not doing it, that you. You're not. You can just forget about it, buddy. We'll have local commissioner.
Phil said the scoring system was okay, because I double-checked with him. I didn't just willy-nilly.
It's not that. First off, you messed up our damn bench.
I messed up
our bench. He meant the draft.
Good team.
Yeah, I messed up the draft. So I messed it up, but I'll take the fault. I don't know what happened. I don't know why I didn't give us a bench.
Fire.
Now, half y'all, I can understand some of y'all complaining because y'all didn't realize what happened with the draft and you're not doing so well. Mm-hmm. You got dumb fucks like Rage, who's 3-0, and he's bitching that he didn't get to pick the team he wanted. He got a better team than he picked if he'd have picked it on his own.
Ass kicked by Pastor.
Man, I hope I get that win against Rage this week so I can just shut him up. I know I got an early lead on it right now, 20-12, so we shall see. Gail Kim is the new inductee into the TNA Hall of Fame.
So, it did go down tonight?
Huh?
Bound for Glory did go down tonight?
I thought it was tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, so on a Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Is it going to happen?
Looks like it is.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like it is, and I think
anybody know a way I can watch it?
I have no clue. I'm gonna look around for some spots though. I'll let you know if I find it.
Start 8.
I think it's 7.
7?
Yeah.
Ain't like you gonna do a post though.
Man, this could be the last edition.
Well, not necessarily, because, you know, Dixie's in the news saying be on the lookout for future episodes of Impact. Be on some, okay. She's going to announce some big stuff. At least that's what Dixie
just,
said.
Just putting along.
What do you guys think about Gail Kim being in the TNA Hall of Fame? Think it's well-deserved?
Yeah, I mean... Hello, I didn't see it, but you know she had the thing with Awesome Kong, and mm-hmm. You know that, come on now, let's back it up for a second. Mm-hmm. Their fucking Hall of Fame is a joke. It's not like they've been around long enough to be put in Hall of Fame. They put one person in a year that's not even retired, still wrestling.
Yeah,
and we talk about the WWE don't have a place to go, and you know look at their Hall of Fame.
Right.
At least they set some stuff up during WrestleMania weekend.
Right.
Where do you go to see the TNA Hall of Fame?
You don't.
It's not like they got a little corner at the Impact Zone or...
A little corner. A little hideaway.
Booth or something, you know?
Yeah. All right, y'all. Nature Boy wants me to talk about the Usos. So what do y'all think about the Usos now?
It's going to take a time. It's going to take a little bit of time to get used to them now, because, I mean, look, they've been healed before, but right now their heel turn, it ain't working for me personally. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's a little cornball. They don't seem they're going after dude's knee and everything, but I got to see a little bit more viciousness out of them.
Right.
They try to walk down to the ring like the gangster.
You think they're going to be the next tag champs over there on SmackDown?
It's possible, yeah. I mean, because they would be setting up for the Young Bulls to take it from them.
Right.
My cousin said they sick and tired of Tony C talking shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish they come for him. Well, why don't you have them call in on a Tuesday night and tell Tony C off? And he'd be like, I
love you, Tony C. I do, but you just made me upset.
No, man. You're racist, Tony C.
I love Tony C. I do, but you were just so wrong with what you did today. Just so.
Oh, what did you do today?
Okay, everybody knows I'm a Florida State fan.
Oh, that post on Facebook.
Yes. You were so wrong for that, Tony C. You were just so wrong. You need to call me.
Hey, you know, the criminals lost. It's not the first time they lost.
See. Come on, man. They're not criminals, man.
Yeah, you are the Florida State criminals. They've always been the criminals.
No, they're not.
State.
Man, all those Florida teams, they were notorious for people doing shady shit.
Look, man, they have not done anything wrong since Jameis Winston was there.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
They have not done anything wrong since Jameis Winston was there.
When was that?
2 years ago.
I think one of those Florida teams is due for a suspension. It's been a while since one of those teams been suspended.
Nature Boy says he's 100% behind the Usos. And Surfer's 100% behind Naomi.
Yeah, I just wish she wasn't Neon Naomi, that's all.
Neon Naomi. Who are they going to take that title from Becky Lynch?
Nobody at the moment.
She might hold on to it for a minute.
Hold on to it for a while.
Yeah.
But have you noticed that, like, some of the veteran women, they've been getting their asses handed to them by these, like, these new ones that came up?
Yeah,
they got to because they're not. You know, they gotta put them over now because they're not the main people no more.
Right. I know.
Plus Natty and Nikki.
I know Nikki should put the hell over, should put Carmella over like a mug.
Oh, but she hasn't beat Carmella yet.
Mm-mm.
She hasn't been pinned by her.
No, you know what? She's probably not going to put her over. They're going to probably go and get each other at No Mercy, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's probably not going to put her over.
Not then.
Yeah, she's not going to put her over yet on that thing. Right. And that's well deserved.
Right.
But Carmella should be happy that she's in there with Nikki Bella.
Right.
You feel me? Like, you know, Nikki Bella damn near passing down the torch to her.
Yeah. It's like, I'm loving Baron Corbin right now. Look like he's going to get a match at No Mercy versus Jack Swagger.
Who cares?
I know.
I'm sorry.
Like, it's like, all right, Swagger shows up on SmackDown, but it's not like Swagger going to start winning.
Right.
You never know. SmackDown's treat they fucker. I ain't say SmackDown treat they wrestlers. Treat the writing a little bit more better.
They trying to put Corbin over in a big way. They want him to be.
They
want him to be one of those unstoppable guys at some point.
He's going to be a champion. He's going to be a world champion one day. I'm just going to put it clear to you guys right now. I think Vince McMahon like him because he's WWE's product.
I love Baron Corbin.
He beat your boy a couple times in a bad way.
I love Baron Corbin. I love his talent. I like his look. I think Baron Corbin's going to go a long way. I think Apollo Crews is going to go a long way, too. But
Apollo Crews needs to start winning again.
He needs to go back to the minors and find his gimmick. Like I said, find your gimmick and then come back up. I'm sorry. Find your damn gimmick. If the gimmick you got is not working for me, I am sorry. He is a dull guy.
Maybe he ought to become Luke Cage.
That's what I'm talking about, man. He said, "Come Luke Cage."
That is such an awesome show. Like I said, I binge watched every episode yesterday. That is an awesome show.
I got through every episode, man. I'm so fucking, I got the Rams now. I'm so fucking pumped.
They're going, Nature Boy said Corbin could be.
I'm talking about that shit tomorrow.
You know I'm going to be listening in for that.
Corbin said, Nature Boy said Corbin could be a low budget Barry Windham. Yeah, I agree. I agree. He could be.
You know, no, he's gonna be. They gonna make him a champion. Make him a star.
Tony, yeah, your boy coming out of the ring with a bulletproof hoodie and shit.
Wrong brain.
No.
Now, I mean, not a bulletproof hoodie, but a bullet foot hole filled hoodie.
Yeah.
Trey John with bullet holes in it and shit.
Run the Power Man gimmick. I thought it was kind of cool, too, that they showed him in the actual Power Man outfit.
That was pretty. This shit is stupid. I forgot what he said, but it was funny as fuck.
This shit don't have. There's some fucking shit here. Tony C just said Thanos is on the show tonight.
He said what?
He said Thanos is on the show tonight.
What time to call in?
You need to call in, Tony C. You have much to answer for, Tony C.
I heard Hogan come back to the WWE.
What you gonna do, brother?
You know what? He's been, and I've noticed something. He's slowly making. If you go and
he's making it in back in the WWE practice.
Yeah, and if you look at...
Should never left. He should have just apologized, and that's it. Shit, yeah. Everybody...
Well, he didn't get a chance to apologize. They got rid of him.
They got rid of him quick, too.
So apologize, man. Ain't no big deal. Ain't nobody tripping off a Hogan.
What? He did apologize.
On Good Money America.
To the WWE fans. You know
what I'm saying? Like it came out, and the WWE said, no, we got to get rid of you.
Yeah.
But if I'm Hogan... I done got that lawsuit. What the fuck I'm coming back for?
Yeah, he got all the money.
Hogan is...
I'm buying starting my own league or buying TNA or some shit.
Right.
He ain't buying TNA because he's going to fuck it up more. He come back to WWE. He is the cornerstone of WWF, WWE. Him, John Cena, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, all them—they are the cornerstones of WWE.
Right.
He is the Mount Rushmore of WWE. He's that number one guy, and he should be in there. And they shouldn't NWO, Eat Your Prayer. Say Your Prayers, Eat Your Vitamins. That's Hogan. You know, he should have been back. And this person saying that he should have been back. Come on,
yeah, he had to go away, man, because he said some foul shit.
Who cares?
But somebody brought this up to me yesterday at work.
Hey, you can, listen. I don't like saying this, but I'm gonna put this as plain as I can.
Put it out there, surfer. Put it out there.
You can't tell the kids to say your prayers and eat your vitamins in one sentence, and the other sentence call somebody an 8-foot nigger.
Okay, and how people say they on network all the time?
You say?
How many people say nigga on this network all the time?
But this network is just a thing between friends. No. This ain't no multi-billion-dollar corporation.
I know, but listen, it does not matter at the end of the day.
Listen, ain't no kids out there looking up to us like they looked up to Hulk Hogan,
right?
If he said it, he said it. Leave it alone. It's a lot of white people.
He had to go away for a bit. And if he felt that he did his penance, then fine. Bring him back.
There's some people that said some merchant shit to him.
My first co-host, number one son Hunter, brought up a good point to me the other day. It's kind of funny they got rid of Hogan, but Donald Trump is still in your Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm saying. And his outrageous ass saying a whole lot of stupid shit to everybody.
So, you know, just saying. Food for thought.
Y'all see that Trump porn yet?
Nope.
You know what he did the other night, right?
I didn't. Yeah.
But, you know, he got on Twitter about that Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about she's in a porn tape. Look for it.
Oh, Lord.
So they tried to look for it and couldn't find anything. All they found was some footage from, like, a Big Brother. And you know how they have them in the bed under the covers, and it's dark and it's grainy, and you see the covers moving like they're supposed to be doing something.
Mm.
But they're not really doing anything because it's, you know, television.
Mm.
Well, that's about the most they found on her.
Mm.
But they found him in a Playboy video.
Damn.
Not having sex, but still, he's in a Playboy video.
Damn.
One of those Playboy Playmate videos that used to come out.
Damn. That's some bullshit. Tony C, you need to call in, sir. I know you're listening, sir. You need to call in. You have pittance to answer for, sir.
So, y'all talked about the pay-per-view from last week?
Yeah, what did you think about it, man?
It wasn't as good as SmackDown's pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I beg.
Uh-oh. He said he bet to differ. Uh-oh. Why do you bet to differ, Hightower?
It was cool. I just think Raw was a little bit more better.
I talked about it last week. The crowd was dead.
The crowd was dead, but most of the
tone of the pay per view.
Most of the matches was good. It was just the crowd was very fucking dead.
But there was some great matches on the SmackDown one. The Dolph Miz was great. Even the women I thought was pretty great.
Pretty good. The
women wasn't that good.
I thought they really went at it with each other.
They was missing a lot of fucking spots.
Yeah, they was hitting. They was hitting hard. They was hitting each other hard too.
Hitting each other hard, but they was missing a lot of spots, and it was kind of getting confusing that in the beginning of the match. But I just think that Raw had better matches to me. Because the only matches I could really pick out from that was the main event, Dean Ambrose and AJ, which was a better main event than the main event that Kevin Owens and Steph Rollins had, and the one with Dolph and what's his name, Miz, was good. That's the one. But I just think Raw was a little bit more better.
I thought all the matches with the tag teams were pretty exciting on that SmackDown one.
No, I think the tag teams was kind of
they were slow. Both those matches were slow.
So, Surfer, me and Hightower were talking earlier about Gallows and Anderson, how they're being misused. Do you think they're being misused, man?
Not at the moment, no.
No, they are.
See, y'all kind of forgetting about the old school way it used to work.
Mm-hmm.
Where, okay, so you got your faces. They got the belts. And the heels just keep coming at them, keep coming at them, keep coming at them, keep coming at them, keep coming at them. And then they finally wear them down, then they win them. Then the faces try to get it back a couple of times, and they fail, and then they fall off.
Did you remember how they came in at first? You know how they came in through the crowd?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we needed. We got some other shit. The Good Brothers and some other shit that... And I just didn't... It's not that the vanilla is just who they up against. They not up against a serious tag team. They up against a bunch of goofballs. Cooning all the way.
It's true that they cooning. But because it's three of them, they do get over that way. I mean, as far as the victims.
I mean, and it's fine, but they should have just left them alone and had them feud against somebody else and have somebody else feud against them. Because they just make them look really bad out there. A bunch of coons just beating them up every time. Yeah.
I always thought that when they got there, the first title defense they were in against Due Day, they should have won them then.
Yeah.
They should have won them then. Go ahead and get it over with, because you can take Gallows and Anderson as a serious tag team, and then you can do some other stuff with them too. But I guess they want New Day to break the record of Demolition.
Why not? Oh, I saw that article. That it must have been that kayfabe website. That's a joke article, right?
Yeah, kayfabe.
Yeah, talking about Demolition gonna come back to stop New Day from breaking the record.
Oh no, nah, man! You know that ain't gonna happen. You know that ain't gonna happen.
And which is fine. They're breaking their record, which is all right.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you wouldn't want people to forget Demolition. They were an awesome tag team.
I heard one thing too. I know if you didn't say. Pull this out, but John Cena supposed to be in a Marvel movie.
Oh, God. I didn't hear that.
No. It's not a Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. It's a...
Something.
Another company thinks that John Cena would be good for... you say?
Marvel company.
I think he's reading the story. What were you saying while he's reading that? What were you saying, Surfer?
No, the article said that they think he would be good for... It's another company that thinks he would be good playing a superhero. Because when you're for a Marvel role, they keep that shit hot trash until Marvel announces it.
Right.
Marvel announces, oh, okay. But do you think he'll be good for Marvel? If Marvel, wanted
to... Not as a main hero, no. But as a side hero, sure. They could probably find something for him.
Nobody say he's still trying to act. He's still trying to act.
You know, he's getting older. So he don't want to be wrestling until he's 50 and 60, you know? I mean...
John Cena got it because when he was on Trainwreck, Trainwreck was actually a good movie. So, and John Cena did a hell of a...
He was pretty funny in Sisters.
Sisters and Trainwreck, he was funny in.
I haven't seen Trainwreck.
Oh, it's funny.
And guys, this is so cool because within the next couple of weeks, we get
Mark Miller wants in the star of the movie. He thinks he played Superior.
Mm. And this week, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, Surfer, we're getting the season premieres of Arrow and Flash.
Yes.
I don't understand. And I watch CW shows, but I just can't get into that. I just can't get into Arrow.
CW, Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow, and then next week...
Supergirl,
yeah.
I wanted to watch that. I'm about to watch that actually on Netflix to see how that is.
You gotta work to get around those first four, man. The first four episodes, you kind of work to get around. But once you get around those first four shows, it's straight.
Because I just been watching Once Upon a Time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if nobody watched that, but I've been
watching. I do. I watch Once Upon a Time. I thought that first episode was okay.
I didn't even have to watch the first. I'm still on, like...
Nah.
I'm binge watching it right now. Like it.
Surfer, you like Ring of Honor?
Yeah, whenever I can watch it.
How Tyra said he didn't like Ring of Honor, man.
Okay.
Different story for different folks, that is for sure. I love Ring of Honor.
You know, that hardcore wrestling. Like, you know, I'll watch wrestling, like, you know, NWA, WCW, but I won't even watch ECW. But I just can't get into all H. It's the same thing that is on WWE. It's on NXT. Same thing.
Well, NXT is kind of patterned after ROH.
All right, that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing. I barely watch NXT like that.
Man.
And then they do bring a lot of ROH.
ROH guys to wrestling. I already see it. So when I watch them, I'm like, okay, this is like fucking... A broke down SmackDown.
Broke down SmackDown.
Yeah.
Tony C, you need to call in, sir. Let me see what I can do. Let me see what I can say to get Tony C to call in. Here we go. Hollywood Hogan sucks. Cowboys suck. There you go.
I'm kind of like Double A. Like, Double A don't watch all rates like that.
But he's going to have to now because it's coming to Miami.
I mean, he have to, but I bet you still ain't gonna watch him.
It's heading to Miami, man. You gotta watch it, man. You gotta roll out to the show.
Maybe no.
I mean, you know, I just think ROH is a good alternative to WWE, and it's a better alternative to TNA. You know,
I guess I'm not a hardcore indie wrestling fan.
TNA's problem is they never got their own voice.
Yeah.
No, like, they have back then when R-Truth sits out of ring. I mean, when I was watching R-Truth, I was like, God damn. R-Truth, when Steen first came in, when Kevin Nash, Steen, and all them first came in, man, I love that damn show. And
they didn't look at, like any other promotion.
They didn't look at any of the wrong. They didn't. They, to me, they didn't look like WCW to me.
They didn't?
No, they didn't. I thought it was something different when they first came in. Mm-hmm. Like, AJ Styles, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I've been like AJ Styles since 2005. It's unbelievable. Like, all the people that was there in 2005, because that's when I really started to pick up, like, watch it. It was pretty good.
Who's going to be champion longer, AJ or Owens?
AJ.
I say Owens.
Now the fans have something to say about it.
I say Owens because he's getting mad. He's getting over. He's over.
Yeah, he's over.
He's
yeah.
so over right now. Not saying that AJ's not, but Owens is just so over. You know,
Owens over as a heel. AJ gonna get the kid this night too. In a minute. And I heard Vince McMahon really likes AJ.
So is AJ only gonna fight two guys for the next 6 months?
That's what it looks like.
Look like. And I not want him to fucking fight Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose get on my fucking nerves. I want him fight John Cena all the way until next year.
And you know, that's a damn shame. That's a damn shame because he started out so good.
Who, Dean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did until he had that. I'm telling you, until he had that stupid ass. He need to fucking apologize. Not to apologize.
I don't think it was the podcast.
The podcast for me.
When he was on Raw, they did a lot of crazier things with him. On SmackDown, I don't know if it's a budget deal.
Whatever, all that is this podcast what made him look stupid. It has made him look dumb to me. Like, why would you even, like he had an attitude or he had a bad day. He could have left that shit in front and... He could have left that shit out.
I don't know. Maybe Stone Cold didn't give him an autograph when he was growing up, and he still remembers.
The podcast. No, it's not that podcast. Yeah, I think that just affected him to me.
Maybe Stone Cold said, "You ain't going to amount to shit." You never forgot it.
And you see, he still ain't about it and shit.
So true, so true.
Maybe Stone Cold said to him, "You just a weak copy of me."
Oh, you all right, man?
Yeah, look cold.
Cool. Very quickly, guys. Don't forget
like that Orton Bray Wyatt thing.
I'm so through with Bray Wyatt right now. I am so through him. That's not even the same Bray Wyatt, man. That's not the same Bray Wyatt we got.
In the pecking order, he's not above Randy Orton, so he's gonna lose to the man.
I just don't like this. I just don't like this Bray. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. Damn. It's the only thing he can do now is cut a promo. That's it. That is it.
He wins matches. He just...
Don't forget, guys, we also have some other great programming on rantingradio.com. Yeah, I'm going to do the plugs now. Stay tuned.
For real?
I'm doing them now.
Tell me about these great programming.
doing them now. Go ahead and get them out the way. I got the rant with Tony C, who, for some reason, doesn't want to call in tonight. I know he's listening on Skype. I know he's listening. Uh-oh. I brought his name up. I guess I said Beetlejuice 3 times. We got Tony C on the phone. Tony C, what's up, man?
Man, I heard somebody was summoning me. Because they had a bone. They got a... they think they got a bone to pick me, man.
I'm yes. Laying
here. What are sandwiches?
Minding my business, man. What you want in my life, man?
Look, man. You had to go that way on Florida State today, man.
Hey, man, look.
You didn't have to do that.
I just asked a question. I mean, I just put a statement out there, bro. Got a lot of fans, a lot of friends and family that Seminole fans, so I just have to worry about when they lose it. When
Seminole
they lose,
fans
man.
Fans or Seminole fans?
Say that's just wrong.
Either one.
Y'all wrong. You guys are so wrong. You guys are so wrong for that. I blame the DC. I blame the defensive coordinator.
Man, how you gonna blame the defensive coordinator, man? Listen,
gave up 37 points.
Listen, it happens. Y'all get spoiled, and y'all think y'all see what's wrong with Florida State fans. Y'all have forgotten about the Chris Ricks years and the Adrian McPherson years when y'all been y'all ass whooped.
See, I never forgot those years.
No, yes you have, because now you're entitled. Think you're supposed to go to the championship every year. You, James Winston came through there and gave you what a couple good years. It's like a dude that messed with ugly girls, then he luck up and get her about a 7, and for a couple years, and you think that's what you deserve? No, dude, hell no,
dude.
Yeah, y'all dude. Forgot all about. I haven't,
dude. How is this not on the defensive coordinator's head? He gave up 37.
Well, let me tell you, y'all was getting y'all ass whooped from about 2001 to about what? 2011?
I admit that.
10-year period?
I admit that.
Now, you know, so who woke up and said y'all was Alabama or something? All that good stuff happened in the 90s, man. In this millennium, y'all ain't been good like that, man. Basically, what I'm saying to you, you deserve to be walking around here with this era of invincibility. Y'all in Alabama. Hell, y'all ain't even USC, Oklahoma.
They not
so
even.
So just chill out, man. They're not even. Yeah, exactly. Y'all ain't even Oregon.
See.
Chill out, man. Y'all, see, that's what I'm going to see.
Top 5.
That's so
exactly.
Wrong. Not now. Our season's over.
When But wait a minute. When Clemson come up there and whoop your ass, that's when I'm going to go live and make the whole statement over again. You got, like Rick James say, cocaine is a hell of a drug. And y'all been on it for the last couple years.
Dude, but...
Y'all, who the hell... What? Bruh?
Dude.
Y'all won that one national championship. Y'all went 10 years. 10 years. Without doing nothing.
Dude.
No, probably longer than that. About 12. Because James Winston, that was what, 2012?
That's 2012.
Okay, 11 years. And now all of a sudden, you think you're supposed to get the title. That's like a wrestler that was a jobber for 10 years. Didn't get a damn title one time.
But, dude, we're not supposed to lose in North Carolina State, man. Come on, man. I mean, North Carolina, come on, man.
North Carolina was beating y'all back when the Chris Ricks years, remember?
But we shouldn't have lost a day to them. We were down 21-7 in the second half.
Let me say this to you, man. Let me say. See, this is what messed people up as fans. You don't sit your fandom aside. You got to be a realist about this shit. Sometimes you ain't that good as you think you is on paper. You know what I'm saying? Take my team, for example. I like Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
We lost to Houston. We lost to Ohio State. I wouldn't expect them to beat them. Hell, I don't. Hey, I know we ain't that good, but I ain't walking around saying, hey, what's going on? We ain't got the boys. Hey, man, sometimes it ain't X's and O's. It's goddamn Jimmy's and the Joes. And I'm telling you that as a member of the coaching fraternity. Okay?
Well, they need to do that. DC need to be fired.
Why? But even if you bring another one in, he still got the same players that's gonna get burnt. that's gonna, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna turn the ball over. So it ain't always on the coach now.
They made so many errors on defense today, it wasn't even freaking funny.
Sometimes it ain't Jim, X's and O's, it's Jimmy's and Joe's. Keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. You have a new, hell, you can bring Cheating Belichick in there. Well, no, he'll get the film. He'll get the game plan of the other team for they play. So,
you know, hey, man, play. Yeah. Put some respect in that name.
For Belichick, go Belichick.
Put some respect in that name.
But anyway, and you brought up the Cowboys, okay? Don't listen. Don't rain on my team parade because we 2-1. Your team 0-3.
8-8-8-8-8-8. Got a 10-6 and a 12-4.
Let me explain something. I'm not a delusional fan. I don't walk around here every year and say the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. That's not me. Hey, whatever they do.
With Tony Romo at under snap.
But listen, whatever they're going to do, they're going to do.
Nobody from that team is going in.
Listen. If we played the Miami Dolphins twice a year, the Jets twice a year, Buffalo twice a year, hell, we'll have about 3 or 4 Super Bowls in the New Millennium too. But we're not fortunate enough to be in the AFC least, okay? But that's not our fault, you know what I'm saying? We play in the NFC East. We play in the real division. So, hell, this high school district's tougher than the goddamn. This high school district's tougher than the AFC East. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're lying.
You get, I mean, if you over there, if you playing the school for the deaf and blind twice, the handicap Eastside High go Eastside years. That's 12 wins every year. It's all good. What I'm saying to you is, I'm not a delusional fan. Whatever we do, we're gonna do. I just know when I've been alive in my lifetime, I see my team win 3 Super Bowls. So I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
He said
a lot of people can't say that. Hell, Detroit Lions, they can't say that. Cleveland Browns can't say that. You know what I'm saying? So
if teams do,
I'm a realist, bro.
The 49ers, the Cowboys do got a hard lead because the AFC is like
the NFC West and the NFC East. Yeah, them division, they play real football.
They play real football.
And real quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? But You know it bad when they wrote, damn, Julian Edelman starting tomorrow at quarterback against goddamn somebody. I think they're playing Sister Sally's School for Cosmetology. They're playing tomorrow.
That's who started, Edelman starting at quarterback?
I believe so. Yeah. You could go out there and start at quarterbacks.
He used to be a quarterback in college.
For real.
Yeah, tell me that's not a system they got. It ain't the quarterback. It's the damn system that he got down there.
It's not like they just picked a guy and said, you quarterback. He was a quarterback in college.
Well, like I said.
He picked his ass up and he was sitting down. They picked him up and they won. God damn it.
Everybody is breaking news. Julian Edelman just play goddamn quarterback. Now, if you didn't know that shit, I don't even know what the hell you could.
Out that damn coach. That coach,
well,
lady.
Friend of the
show.
Next week, he could be mad, and the league better step back. Lord, he's going to have a score to settle.
Lord. Here you go. They only beat one legit team since he been on suspension.
Okay, so, with him out, we're supposed to be the most vulnerable. We shouldn't be 3-0. We should be 0-3.
Well, we know what would have happened if, you know, King Surfer was in charge of
King Surfer.
All right, your ass. All right, turn.
No, just you.
32 years ago today, we learned the only karate move we'll ever need, the crane kick from the Karate Kid. 32 years ago today.
Dang, yo,
that you saw.
Now ask Tony C. Tony, do you watch RH?
My bro, no, I don't watch my brother into it. I don't. Hell, it's hard enough to watch Raw and SmackDown.
I'm saying,
shit, people got life, man.
Yeah. I try to watch RH when I can, but when I'm trying to keep up with these comic book shows on a weekly basis, and the Raw and SmackDown, and Wendy Williams.
See, you know,
sent me an email.
Why you got,
me step? You require me to do the goddamn a lot of more shit on this show. So
why are
I
you
lose my damn spot?
Why are you?
You're good for you, Tony C. I'm proud of you.
Why are you watching?
Kiss my
ass. Surfer. I'm, why? Are you,
don't be like that,
Surfer. Why are
you telling me to do a damn thing?
Surfer,
what
why?
I won't do.
Surfer, why are you watching Wendy Williams?
Because he like looking at dudes that look like Wendy. Thank you, look that. Thank you. Thank you, look like Wendy.
I keep up with the hot topics.
But Wendy Williams?
Go to her.
What, Wendy Williams?
Oh, wait a minute. You just cut goddamn Jordan loose because he won't watch Gotham, but your ass sitting up watching Wendy Williams, you need to fire your damn self. Resign. Dude. You need to resign immediately.
From the show?
Dude, you can watch Roland Martin.
I tried to work it out with him. It ain't happening.
I bet he said if he said he wanna watch Wendy Williams, you'd have brought him back for episodes.
You've been together for like 4 years, right? 3 years.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, man.
You know what?
Your fault, Surfer.
You know what I feel sorry for today? And I was complaining. I'm a Florida State fan. I admit it during through. But I feel sorry for them Georgia Bulldogs. They world changed in 19 seconds. That Hail Mary pass. Yeah. That Hail Mary pass. Touchdown. Gone.
But we got the what are you reading? The What Are You Ruling comic book show.
I haven't cared about
hot topics.
I haven't cared about the Georgia Bulldogs since Herschel Walker graduated.
No, he didn't go back that far.
So y'all get ready. It's gonna be a hot topic show portion of goddamn What Are You Ruling tomorrow.
I got Wendy Williams on right now.
No,
I believe you too.
Really?
You know you like transvestites, but okay. That's your thing. Man.
She's a woman.
You can watch Roland Martin and get better topics or news.
She look like goddamn Tussie pop off. I got the hookup. You ever seen that movie? It's a pop, baby. Don't get me.
Oh, I can't watch that crap, man.
No, man. But anyway, I just don't appreciate, you know what I'm saying, William D. Morgan, you calling, you know, requesting my presence, you know, resting my nerves, man. I ain't even do nothing to you. I could have posted something about your aunts, you know what I'm saying? You won Super Bowl and ever, do I ever get on you about that? No, I do not, sir. No, I do not. I'll let you slide.
Tony, I'm going to tell you right now, I think Peyton need to go.
No, I'm going to lose him.
I think Peyton need to go. And you know why I think Peyton need to go? Because when he won that ring, the Saints have been going downhill ever since.
That's because he had bounties out on people. You getting money for nothing about the games?
Come on now. It was a miracle that the Saints got enough to win one. We talking about a team that spent most of their career under 500.
Oh, but that year they won.
Like the Saints winning like they do recently. That's a new phenomenon for them.
They coach through that damn game.
But when they put them bounties out on that people ass, took that thing to a whole nother level.
You know what? A lot of teams do that. You just shouldn't get caught.
Saints just got caught doing it.
You already know. Y'all do it up there.
I remember the Eagles got caught putting bounties on people.
Yeah, trying to knock out one of my... fucking hate the Saints.
See, William been alive long enough to see them as the Aints grow into the Saints, and now they're back to the goddamn Aints. They're all coming.
They'll never will ring until Super Bowl 100.
And I blame two people. And I blame two people for the stance we're in right now.
Sean Payton does need to go.
Payton and
Nicky. In the words of Scott Steiner, it's coming on a whole 380 yaks.
I blame Payton and Mickey Loomis.
How long has he been there?
Payton?
Yes.
Damn near 10 years.
10 years, and he got one ring, right?
Yep.
But they stay in the playoffs, though.
Exactly.
Playoffs a lot, so.
That don't mean anything. I mean, dude in
the playoffs.
Dude, so. That was
in the chain fall off. We hope you be saying the same thing.
The playoffs. But they got rid of his ass after a while.
Y'all going to jump stupid. This was going to happen. Y'all going to jump stupid and get rid of Tom Brady for Garofalo. And Tom Brady ass going to go to Miami, and you going to start torturing y'all ass and give away all y'all secrets.
That is a possibility.
You're going to be like, Belichick need to go.
What happened to Odell Beckham Jr. getting his ass whipped on the sideline?
Tom Brady go anywhere, he'll be coming home.
Did y'all see that?
Yeah, the goalpost whipped his ass.
Kicking it.
Come home. Kicking come.
They're kicking it. What? He going to what? Play for the Raiders?
No, he would play for the 49ers.
Chargers or the 49ers, or he could play for either team. I just want him to come home. He's from out. He
can
out.
I say? And can I say?
49ers got a bum coach.
Yeah.
Miss Hotel, you know what? You my boy and all, but I'm getting kind of goddamn livid behind your goddamn disdain for Brock Lesnar and your love for goddamn Boomin Reigns. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Wolfpack Roman. When he had that red and black on, that's the only time I give a damn time.
Right now, that boy Brock Lesnar's not even.
But listen to me. Yeah. Boomin Reigns can drop. Boomin Reigns ain't. Hold on, sir. Hold on. Boomin Reigns ain't did nothing. Nothing for the wrestling business. Nothing. You can't tell me a memorable Boomin Reigns match.
Tony C, disrespecting Boomin is disrespecting America. That's your United States champion.
Excuse me. Long as he got if he get on red and black, I'll deal with
him. Brock don't give a fuck about wrestling.
I understand you don't. Look what all he helped do for the business.
He don't give a fuck about nobody. And
that's fine.
They need to fire his ass. If you know you can't stop
if
this.
If they fire him, they need to fire Boomin too.
They ain't fine.
For all the stuff he ain't doing. If you want to fire him for what he has done, you need to fire Boomin. He can't even get the damn time of day right. That one I knew.
Going
up in front of everybody. Listen, hold on.
No,
you're not going to do this now. Now, you're supposed to be the face of the company in front of a press conference, and you can't get the time of day right. Defend them. Now, say what you want about Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, hey.
Go to fucking press. He won't, like, he's in.
Brock and did all that.
Get your ass.
Get all that.
I'll tell him I will have a shotgun right to his face. Get your ass out of my company.
and then Boomin need to go right behind him because his ass is worthless.
Hey, right here, cousin. My cousin's going to stay right next to me.
He can stay on your couch because that's what he needs to be. Cause he ain't worth a damn.
He didn't say that about Roman because Roman is people.
I don't care who. I don't care if, you know, you love them some more. And that's fine. He ain't never been in, Brock Lesnar ain't never been in the main spot and was a face.
We cool, right? We are cool no matter what we say. We say to each other, right?
What the hell are you about to say?
Answer the question first.
Don't get on my nerves. I'm talking to Hot Towel. This ain't even got nothing to do with you.
Wait. Tony C. We cool no matter what, right?
But why did you finna
just answer the question?
Just say yes, Tony C.
Because this ain't even got nothing to do with you.
Just can't answer the question.
Talk the half towel.
Just say yes, Tony C. You can get it out there.
What, sir? For what? What, sir? For what?
You haven't answered my question, man. I thought I want to be sure.
We all right. We cool, man.
Because I get the feeling, man, you be in the airport and you run across Roman Reigns, you do a rage.
Hell no. I go the other way. I go, you know what I do? I go to the damn,
you know, you see those Facebook pictures of him standing next to Roman.
Look, I go to the damn ticket kiosk and say, boom, and rain, your ticket's ready. Can y'all say that? Can y'all find his ass and ship him back with a hell? Look, Magnus got more charisma in one finger than Boomerang's ever gonna have.
Ooh,
you hear me?
Ooh.
You hear me? His hit list is legendary. And they in trying to playing.
Hey, where is Max? Is he part of still TNA or no?
GWF.
Oh.
But I just wanna say
company. At least he's a company man. Cause this seems like Brock for himself. He ain't gonna put nobody over.
If they don't deserve it.
No.
Who in that company now need deserve it?
And he put on Undertaker. You gonna put this old ass?
That's right.
He kicked you in the nuts. You gonna put him over? Fuck that.
That's right. That's his home play. look at everybody in the Shield. Dean Ambrose, nasty. Ain't gonna draw a dime. Booming, wet dog looking, bulletproof vest wearing. Ain't gonna never draw a dime. Only person in the Shield that's going to be some is Seth Rollins. Period. Now, Brock loses Seth Rollins, I can understand that. If Brock would have got pinned at WrestleMania 31, I don't know what I would have did, bro.
That's why.
Just by Boomerangs.
And Hulk Hogan was in the
He already jacked him up. Brock already beat the shit out of Hulk Hogan. Made him bleed. Rubbed his blood on his chest.
But so what happened was, if Shawn Michaels is there, Shawn Michaels would have fucking, he would have had to put Shawn Michaels over. He would have had to put
him over. But he broke his arm. Remember that? Broke that bitch.
Yep.
You know, broke it.
Oh, you know he had to put Triple H over.
But he got his win back, though. So
yeah, he got his win back.
What I'm saying. I'm going to tell you something. You listen to me, sir, and you listen to me good. Your mic, turn your speaker up when I say this. And never going to come a day. Hell will have to freeze over, and they be serving Rita's goddamn frozen ices down there before Boomerangs beat Brock Lesnar.
Oh, he
never
will.
Happen in he my
will.
Life.
He's down there in Florida?
He will.
Yep.
You know how he would? I fucking have all the moments go up there. Oh, your ass gonna put Roman over. We're gonna beat your ass when you get out here.
Damn.
Who gonna beat? Hold on. Wait a minute. Who?
Roman family. Roman got a big family. Let's go. Brock, don't come to California. Because we're going to game away your ass and beat your ass.
Brock, they already damn near took the Rock career out in 2002.
He ain't take the Rock. Ready to Rock leaving for Hollywood.
He ain't got back in there with him ever since. Because he already know.
Come on now. Everybody know he was leaving to go do movies.
He better not
get his ass in there with Brock Lesnar no more. Stay your ass away from him. Gonna keep fighting Rusev and all them. Because like you said, Brock don't care. He'll throw you on that $1 million. They think you got $1 million face.
You gonna have to shoot him.
Yeah, Cornette was gonna shoot him. So hey,
Cornette, you go.
That's the only way you. That's what you got to do with somebody like that. You ain't finna fight him, bitch. I'm gonna kill your ass just like that. It is what it is. But yes, sir, your disdain, and you know what. I'm on the comment too. Something last week y'all was talking about concerning Triple H. It's how, you know, he get offended when you put anybody above Triple H, Shawn Michaels. He worse than me and Hogan and and Lee and Double A with Steam, boy. You talk about that click. He get his goddamn ass get tight. And he didn't appreciate it. I think Surfer was trying to say something about Bret Hart. And he damn near wanted to slap shit out of Surfer. Listen. And y'all was giving out some wrong, man, y'all could be on here giving out wrong information, man. Talking about title, who had the title win and all that. Triple H got his first title.
What one?
You said Triple H got his first title and he was with Stephanie McMahon. No, he wasn't.
He was with what?
With time. You said he got his first title.
I didn't say he was with.
Who you said he was with there, sir?
I didn't say he was with Stephanie.
You was trying to make the argument that he got the puss because he was with Stephanie, right?
No. Somebody was saying like he got everything because he was with Stephanie.
Right.
But I know I said that when he was with Stephanie on TV, they weren't really together. That was just on TV. They weren't together like backstage.
But what Hightower was telling you is that he had got the title way before he got with Stephanie, which was true. He got with Stephanie at the end of 99. He first got that title in September of 99. Yes.
He won it.
Yes. He got it from Foley.
Right.
Foley. Right.
Yeah, he got it from Foley. Then he lost at the event. Yeah, then he lost at the event, and then he got it back at Unforgiven. But Stephanie, that's the whole Stephanie thing that happened to Armageddon. So I just wanted to make sure. God damn it, because Triple H was going to get the push regardless. We all, you seen the DVD, Austin push was supposed to be him.
Yep.
That was supposed to be him.
Right.
He did a curtain call.
Yeah.
That's why his King of the Ring win came the next year.
Not that year.
Exactly.
People don't give Triple H enough credit. That's all I'm saying.
He stuck it out.
Those pigsty matches and all the other crazy shit.
Me personally, Triple H is up there, even though Hogan owned them all. He's right there behind Hogan in my book. You can't say too much bad about him in my book. Damn it, hey.
Oh, definitely top five. Yeah, definitely top five.
He put John Cena over him.
Definitely top
clean.
Five. Yeah, he did. Definitely top five.
But one person he ain't put over is CM Punk.
No, that ain't never gonna happen. Nah, hell, I have to really, like, literally.
Man,
like,
if that happened, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, stop putting him.
Triple H ain't never lose. He'll lose to some people. He ain't gonna never lose Phil Brooks.
Yeah.
And you know, Triple H will call an audible on him. He'll tell somebody he'll lose, and then
Face heel yet?
If it ever do, you know he ain't gonna never see only victory over Paul Levesque. That person ain't gonna never be able to say that.
Yeah, CM Punk was all on his interviews and stuff like that. He said he didn't even want to wrestle Triple H.
He didn't
want to wrestle Triple H.
Which pissed me off, Tom.
That's why he left.
Yeah, that's why he left.
Well, he had already beat him. Well, he didn't want to wrestle at Mania.
Yeah, he didn't want to wrestle at Mania. Yeah.
You're not main event material. Let's just put it that way. You're not. I'm sorry. You will never be main event material. Look like how you look.
So you trying to say, hold on, Mr. Altar. You saying CM Punk would never close the show?
Because a WrestleMania show.
Because it's the thing of the matter is to close the show. You can be the champion and be fighting in the middle of the card.
Yep.
Like, you know, happen.
Sure could.
He can't close WrestleMania. I'm sorry. Well, he can never close WrestleMania. He can close the NXT show and he can close
that. Hold on, Miss Hotel. Hold on.
Look, he didn't say now. NXT show.
You might have to have a Trump and Hillary debate on this because goddamn it, Boomin didn't close two manias.
He did.
Close one. I can't agree with that. I can't agree with that. Because I know Punk can go. If he can't do nothing else, he can go.
He can go, but that's his punishment, yo ass.
But I'm just saying, bro. Yeah. Booming and closed two. Probably might be three in a row.
But that's Punk's punishment for looking that bad at MMA. He disrespected.
No, I'm talking about prior too.
Oh, okay.
They could have gave him one, man.
Yeah, you're
going to put Booming out
there. Booming didn't close out the year Punk left. That was Daniel Bryan.
No, I'm saying in general. He didn't close out the last two. He's been in the main event the last.
That's what I'm supposed to 29. That's what he could have closed. 29 was the booth.
What's that, Rock? That's Rock Cena too, ain't it?
Yeah.
He was going to close that show.
No, couldn't close that one.
With the Undertaker, because that was a good one.
No, because you still had Rock on that one, dude, didn't you?
Yep.
Or was that 30?
No, that was 30.
Look at this. What opponent did CM Punk wrestle at WrestleMania that could also close?
That was the thing. Him and Jericho was at 29.
Yep.
Oh no! It was Undertaker and CM Punk at 20.
That probably been the only time
he called 28.
It was 28 for them.
Yeah. So it would have had to been 28.
That could have been the only time, but you had Rock and Cena on that card, so
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like they set him up to tell him, bruh, you know, he wasn't in the position. He wasn't a big enough name.
To do it
over that time,
right?
Cena wasn't even for no titles or anything.
Well, what they could have did, which I think was flawed him, bro. They could have had him drop the title to Rock.
It was for the title because that's after he lost the title. So after CM Punk lost the title, then he fought Undertaker.
That's what I'm saying. He could have dropped the title to Rock, probably at Mania. And then had Rock and Cena the next year or something like that.
No, but The Rock wasn't going to stick around for a year with the belt.
Well, they did. They planned him and Cena a year out.
Right, but The Rock wasn't around for a year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They could have did it.
The Rock couldn't have won the belt at Mania and then not be around for a year and then come back and fight John Cena the following year.
Well, they could have dropped. He could have dropped it at the next pay per view, whatever that motherfucking they dropped it back to Punk.
The motherfucker had movies to do. He got to drive cars in Fast and Furious.
But William, you and Hightower get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I got.
They kind of he wasn't positioned to think the chips didn't fall right.
Right.
For him to close out WrestleMania, like it is for Booming. A lot of times it ain't like. You got to be right place, right time. And Paul,
Boom,
a lot of it on him, too.
Booming closes out with Lesnar and then closes out with Triple H. So those two guys are
I'm saying it's because Punk ain't there and Daniel Bryan ain't there.
Yeah.
He jumped. If he stays and Daniel Bryan leave, he'll be up and he'd had a shot at that spot that Booming was in.
Right.
Because he had already been there 435 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what kind of, that's how tall, I guess that's why I'm all kind of off base. I admit it because they ain't really got no choice but to put Booming in that spot. Because everybody was leaving and people tired of seeing him and shit. But still, I'm just saying, if Punk would have stayed,
If he
would have been in that spot.
Right.
If he would have stayed, Triple H would have put him over.
And you know what? He'll never admit it. And none of his supporters would admit it. But dude, mate, he backed the wrong horse. He bet on himself at the wrong time.
Yeah.
If he would have chilled out. Yeah.
If you would have listened to Triple H would probably be okay. We'll have you come. We'll next year on WrestleMania 31, you'll be put over. You'll be in the main event, probably against Seth Rollins or even Brock Lesnar.
Brock wouldn't even have the title.
Yeah, Brock
wouldn't even get it. They wouldn't even have Brock fight Taker. Probably they would have did something else.
Yeah.
Because it would make no sense for him, the streak to end.
And
him leaving is like, dude leaving had a ripple effect that people don't even think about.
Okay, yeah. It hurts my heart when I saw that damn match that he lost, but it should have been
John CM Punk.
It should have been John winning that.
You should blame Phil Brooks for that.
You should have been. Who had it?
Phil Brooks, yeah, because that was John Cena match against The Undertaker. I wanted to see John Cena. Want to see Undertaker put over John Cena.
And robbed us of that. It would have made more sense.
Would have made way
more. And wherever Brock was on the card, Brock would have never touched the title. And wouldn't have had people complaining about that.
Could have still touched the title. I just don't want him to touch The Undertaker at WrestleMania 30.
Well, no. But see, what I'm saying is, once he broke the streak, you had to put the title on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if he would never did that, then he could have just been like he is now. He wouldn't even be a factor.
Right.
He wouldn't even be. But Hightower wouldn't even be mad.
He'd be more of a novelty.
Yeah, exactly. But when they made him champion, that's when it was like, okay, this motherfucker need to be around more.
And that's always been my issue with Brock, because Brock is a legitimate badass. So when you bring him in, you have to make him look like a legitimate badass.
Exactly. And when he broke that streak, it's like the invincibility of the streak went from one. Whoever broke the streak, the invincibility was going to go from them, take it to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, this guy broke it. Now he lose. You're going to have him lose to Seth Rollins.
He practically lose to Seth Rollins.
No, I'm just saying. But you get what I'm saying? In the WWE logic of it all, it's like, this dude broke the streak.
Right.
He ain't really gonna never lose.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
When he came in the first time, that's what I was like about. Okay, I was like, okay, John Cena beat him, and then he beat John Cena at Royal Rumble. You know, that's when I was liking Brock. You know, between when he first came back and he faced it, Triple H, and then he came back to face John Cena and shit. That was pretty cool. I liked the Brock in that position. But when he became champion, it went downhill from there.
Yeah, because you was expecting him to be there every week and all that stuff. And WWE, ain't, they like him more like he is now. And don't get me wrong, it's another title reign coming.
Oh yeah, it's a title reign coming.
He coming. If Mania don't size up how they want it to, they'll just put the bet on him.
No, you got AJ there now. I think he's way more.
I'm talking about the Raw bill.
He's not about to touch that. She'll look at that shit and toss that shit in the water.
Yeah, he might be right about that.
Yeah, I get Brock that much. Yeah, what the fuck is this? Hey, where is this?
That bitch look
like they only got that belt because Brock don't want to work Mondays. Yeah. He don't want to work Monday.
That belt looked like Lala's Lego Man Championship.
It looked like something. Damn, the way John Cena goddamn held up that damn WWE belt.
Say what?
Let me tell you something.
That wasn't disrespectful. It was truth. Have you ever seen Lala's Lego Man Championship?
Yeah, I've seen it.
All right, then.
You know, me and Lee had a conversation.
You know, she would smack the shit out of you.
No, she won't.
I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to drop the mic. Even if John Cena break Ty Ric Flair record, he's not the greatest WWE champion.
Hell no.
Down Triple H is. And I'm going to leave it at goddamn that. Yep. And I'm saying that.
It's whoever the WWE says it is.
No, it ain't. It's what I see in my own eyes.
If you want to get technical, you would go with the person who holds the belt the longest.
No,
hell I don't. Because I do. I go with the person who did the most with it.
No.
And it got them matter.
Yeah.
When they had it.
Well, you didn't see the guy who held the belt the longest.
John Cena, I'm talking about with my eyes. Damn it. No, I know Bruno San Martino. I ain't got time for all that.
Man, nobody got time for that old ass nigga.
Exactly. Bob Backlund on them. All. I don't give a damn.
In our time, that's your time,
Suffer. Oh,
that's your own podcast. That's Vince Senior.
Holding the belt for 8 fucking years is not no small feat.
That's
exactly.
But
that like saying Babe Ruth home run record means some shit. He's pitching off. He ain't play against no colored people. He's hitting all of drunk white people.
You can't say Bruno didn't wrestle nobody.
What? But Bruno's time was so much different than this. It's not like he fought against competition of the day. He didn't.
That's not even the same company. That's not even the same company. That's Vince Senior.
That's WWF you're talking about.
He ran that company. We are under me, Phil, and Tony C is...
You didn't...
30 and better.
You didn't see... wrestling, because you can't count Bruno, man. I get the respect. I understand the respect. But, no.
I think you can, but that's
you
not
got,
doing
look, if you're having a conversation, you always got to bring his name up.
You don't... Okay. Hell, if that's the case, you can go back. You can go back then, and I'm not trying to compare the two, but you can go back and say the Fabulous Moolah was the greatest women's champion, which is a damn lie. If you go back and look at all her matches, she was a terrible worker. Terrible. She ain't the greatest women's champion all the time. It doesn't necessarily mean that they put the belt on you for that long. It doesn't mean you're the greatest of that era.
Triple H was a WWF champ. World heavyweight champ, undisputed champion. Damn it, hey!
When he gonna win that new belt?
He might not. He might not want it.
He probably do that in probably next year.
So. He might not want it,
and he might don't want it too. He didn't have every belt in that damn company, every last one of them. But when it came to that main title, he was the man. He was the man.
He was the man who had a belt handed to him.
The champion, the champion.
Belt handed. We
go that
there.
Big gold belt because they had a brand split.
We what going there.
But I'm saying he didn't even wrestle nobody for it. He just got handed to him.
Because that's how bad he was. He was the man. That's how good of a wrestler.
That's how corrupt the whole thing was.
So listen, personal.
Put your boy over. And 21 and that backlash.
He did.
So, he did. You know what I'm saying? That's how good he was. Your boy couldn't
also,
got enough. Nobody
to a coffin with a dead body.
That was Katie Vick. Hey, man. You got to sell this pay-per-view. Do what you got to do. Nah, he the greatest WWF champ. Flair the greatest NWA champ. Hogan the greatest WCW champ, and that's that. That's how I go.
I don't know about that.
Who had more reigns at WCW champion? I ain't talking about NWA. I'm talking about WCW from 92 on in.
So he's better than Hollywood, huh?
No, that's all encompassing the one, brother. Hollywood Hogan was, 3-time WCW champion, if my math is right. Worldwide. Then he lost it. Yeah, got it back in 98. Yeah. 99.
He lost the move.
How many times did he have before he became Hollywood?
It was the whole time. In 94.
Once he had the belt for over a year actually when he first came in there. He got it in July and lost it in October of 95. So he did Savage got and lost it to Flair, and then Flair lost it to Savage, got it back, Giant got it, and then yep. Hogan got it, Hollywood got it. Sweet. But you said Sting might be the greatest U.S. champ, and then you got Luger in there on that aspect.
Luger was good too.
You know what I'm saying?
He was stiff
as a U.S. champ.
He was good though. He may have been a little, he may have wrestled stiff, but I thought Luger was good too.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Arn Anderson was the greatest TV champ.
You ain't getting an argument of that. Anybody tell you that?
Arn Anderson is the greatest spot wrestler. Because he had a spot.
Look at Surfer trying to bring some down. Sound like he knows something about the Monday Night Wars. Okay. Gotcha.
But Arn was good. Win. And I thought it was cool on Arn too because he put Booker over.
Yeah, he did. A lot of people mm-hmm. damn renegade
mm-hmm.
I told him to do that.
Yeah. You know, and I always said you could make an argument. He was one of the greatest wrestlers never to be world champ.
Oh, don't get that argument started.
He could.
We'll be on here all night long. You ain't the only one.
I don't say he's one of. Not D.
Oh yeah.
Man. Easy, man. I loved Arn back in the day. The only Arn Anderson I didn't really care for too much was the Arn Anderson and WWE when they were part of the Brain Busters. Because they act like they didn't really want to be there to me.
They probably did.
You know?
Totally had messed it up over there.
Yeah.
CW's on.
Yeah.
Had to get a check. That's right. Yeah, man, I just called in because Will, you called me out.
That was a dumb name for those two.
The Brain Busters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they're managed by Bobby Brain.
Mm-hmm. I get that, but still a stupid name. Like, they should have just been on and telly. They didn't have to be the Brain Busters.
Like I said, I just think that was a place that, you know, totally messed up. They had to get a check. He still was there for a little bit, but then it came on back. I thought Arn was good in the Dangerous Alliance, too.
Oh, yeah, he was funny with them.
Totally disappeared from wrestling after he left the WWE, right?
Yeah.
Because of the drugs.
And then he converted his life around and started preaching.
Yep.
And trained.
That's usually how I go.
And then he trained his daughter up. And you see Tessa doing her thing over in ECWA, and now she's in NXT. So
there you go.
When's Hogan's daughter gonna wrestle?
Never.
So she can wrestle Flair's daughter.
Never.
And you know what, Flair, Charlotte gonna do the job just like her daddy. Sure. There you go.
It'd be the battle of the big bitches.
And Charlotte going down. Yes, she is.
I always thought that they need her and bring this horsewomen faction to life. I really think they need to hurry up and do that.
Now, I know.
How you going to do that?
Hmm?
One of the SmackDown, the other three are feuding with each other.
Yeah.
But you can't really do it right now.
Maybe next year.
Well, I know it's time for me to go to sleep now. Y'all talking about broad division.
Yeah, it's time to roll out, y'all. It's going on 12 o'clock. We got anybody got any final thoughts, anything they want to end the show with tonight?
No.
I'm gone. Yeah. Surfer, enjoy your Wendy Williams segment tomorrow. Where you room?
Man, I'm coming in hard with some Luke Cage.
That has been so good. Tell me, see if you ain't seen that, man. You need to see it. It's been good, man.
No, I've been too busy watching Gotham if you get with my drift. But anyway,
you want to talk about tomorrow?
Hell no.
You and your wife.
Don't be kidding. My wife is not involved with your Surfinia over there. And then Infinity Gauntlet, I told you.
Infinity Gauntlet. Don't forget, guys, you can catch all the fine shows on Rant and Radio. Very quickly, we got the Rant coming Tuesdays at 8.
Just send a Facebook message, that's all. Don't worry about it.
I'm down.
We got the Rant 8 p.m. on Tuesdays at Tony C and Double A.
Putin ain't reaching out to nobody in my camp. Your ass down.
Oh, man, we got what should be, if my memory is correct, a new episode of Thumbstick Ninjas this Wednesday at 9. Memory Surf Radio. Should be a new episode. Thursday, we have Rant and Wrestling at 9. Friday, we have Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil, my brother Phil Rea, and Scott. Saturday is this fine show, the Wrestling Calling Show. And Sunday is the What Are You Reading comic book show.
What's the name of that show again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said it wrong.
The what? Don't do it, man.
Lord him.
The What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer and
what are you
Sunday who? At 5.
What are you?
There you go.
He said it. I didn't.
Himself around that, bitch.
All right, all right, high tower. As you are now. Sit back, step.
Tell the truth. It's truth telling on this network, man.
Oh, my goodness. I want to thank everybody for calling in.
Mad. Tony C's is mad because you don't know how to handle power.
Look, the power, absolute power corrupts absolutely, sir. And you're a shining example of that. William.
Absolute power don't corrupt absolutely. Power will amplify the corruption that's already there.
Damn.
And it has done that. anyway, Surfer Lion, we enjoyed speaking with you tonight. Ms. Hightower is always a pleasure. Of course, William.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you.
I love the way you have a free flowing show here. You allow your, you know, co-host to, you know, be co-host.
Be co-host. Hopefully when Big Tone gets done with doing he's doing, he'll be back and he can ingratiate us with his presence as well.
So you're not getting rid of Big Tone. Holding him in the spot. Okay.
That's my boy. That's my brother.
That's what friends do.
I'm going to look out for my brother, man. That's my brother. You know, I'm going to look out for him. Right. Want to say thank you for everybody in the chat room. Thank you for everybody in the chat room. Thank you for everybody listening tonight. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same channel. If there's nothing else, I'm Willie D. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.
Kept secret that leaked in 05. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm seeing the closed eyes. You keeping them wide open, you bound to go blind. In a town not known for shine, a cosign. Just kids who throw signs and cats who throw down. Hipsters throwing up. I stay south of downtown, far from the maddening crowd. My analog logarithm is bound to rocking actual crowds, G. Put the G with the O-D, I ain't gotta spell it. So many stories in the sea, go tell them XP. Talk with them, me and Jay Cook for them. Let Candid kill them unmercifully. Emergency, the smaller the circus will be, the larger the purpose, shorter your circuitry, certainly. You need to fuck with me, cause hearing me is gonna make you wanna hustle harder.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody fool or show you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder.
Get up and get your getting gold going. It's all possible, partner. You gotta hustle, hustle hard, hard. Muscle, muscle, hog, hard. Plant your seeds and harvest. Oblivious to obstacles, it's obvious it's hard. Start at the first chapter, mash and master that verse. Learn how to bag it up, then get your paper. Smile and leak of blood. Two-step in my loafers. Kinda bipolar, so I'm doing it for both of us. Grinding your endeavors, the era is just a speed bump. Ain't much new up under the sun. It's all a rerun.
Your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody fool or show you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.
Okay, what good is being froze for a minute if your soul isn't in it? You cold chillin'.
but you know we don't feel it. This that grown folk, separate the pros from the chillin'. I'm fly, I can drive a photo on the ceiling. Nigga, I'm high, if you don't smoke, don't hit it. Wait, let me humble myself, composed on the pivot. But I never back down on my toes, on my business. We more clever than that now. Chicks blow me kisses, blow me in an instant. Bow me with the incense. I would think they love me if I didn't know any different. I'm trying to get this money, my nigga, we on a mission. But it's more than that, we trying to change the flow while we living. It's more than rap, them dark forces at your back. So let your light shine, we can't afford to slack. They say, like minds that are great, think on the same page. Now tell me what your ink say, hey, come on.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull my shit on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.
Yeah, I got this. Now what's it gonna take to make these passing moments great? Can't sit at home and marinate, it's time to slip away. I'm trying to fade them on, I take the cake like Grand Brulee, you need it too. Maneuver through the rain and violet hues, motivate a molecule, you see the truth is in the stoop. And the proof's behind a break, a little taste of how I do. They can hate, I'm popping dupes, I do this for my baby blue. Different strokes for other folks, suppose this ain't your cup of juice. Some of the tea, I'm sucker free, to eat your zone, we gon' feast, my homie. We legally, it's the third, is it complete? Ain't no peak to how to reach, ain't no goal we can't achieve. You see the souls in my glance, and scroll a million miles at least. Before the Chuck T's and Adidas laced my feet, been undefeated by the streets where many fall beneath the scenes.
I'm at the mercy of the wind,
and I'ma be this fly forever. May my aim be justified and glorified in life and death. Let them hear ya.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull my shit on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther. Hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull a shot on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.